All right. Let's get this show on the road.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode today, man. We live on Instagram. We live on YouTube, trying to get this whole live thing down. What's good? How you doing today, ma'am? Thank you for coming by the stream. Appreciate you. But yeah, I got a whole podcast episode for you today for you guys. I figured that the theme for today would be relationships. It's a lot of stuff going on in the news. It's a lot of stuff between the DL Hughley versus the Monique, between the Amber Heard versus the Johnny Depp. I feel like it's a lot of love battles going on in the world. And I figure, why not talk about it? Why not speak on it? Why not give y'all my two cents on what I think is going on? Either you rocking with it or you ain't. But yeah, it's going down. The first quote that I have for y'all today to get the show started off is by one of my favorite rappers, one of my favorite white rappers in the world, Aesop Rock. And even later on in the show, I'm gonna do my top five white rappers in the game right now. But for now, I'm gonna give y'all the quote that I kind of wanted to theme this episode around with relationships. So I'm gonna try to say it like he did. So give me a second. Let me get my voice together. I've been completely unable to maintain any semblance of relationship on any level. I have been a bastard to the people who have actively attempted to deliver me from peril. I have been acutely undeserving of the ear that listened up and lip that kissed me on the temple. I have been accustomed to a stubborn disposition that admits it wished its history disassembled. I have been a hypocrite in sermonizing tolerance while skimming for a ministry to pretzel. I have been unfairly resentful of those I wished had acted different when the bidding was essential. I have been a terrible communicator prone to isolation over sympathy for devils. I have been my own worst enemy since the very genesis of rebels. So that's the quote that I was, that's the quote that I'm rocking with today. And, I feel like that is perfect for what I want to talk about, everything that's going on in the world today. So, first, I figured we could talk about the whole Monique and DL Hughley thing, which is just, bro, like, who, regardless of whoever side you're on, the videos that both sides are dropping is ugly as hell, okay? It is horrific, seeing what they, like, DL being his normal, like, you know, I don't want to say flamboyant, but controversial. Yeah, controversial. I feel like he says things. I don't even know if he means half the things he says, but he knows what buttons to push and what pisses off certain people. So it's very easy to dislike him on certain things. And then you have Monique, who is, I don't know. I don't even know what to call Monique at this point. Like, I mean, she's a comedian, obviously, but she's, you know, outspoken, I guess, is the nicest way that I can. It's just ghetto. I feel you. It's, I don't know. Like, it's easy to hate DL because he's easy to hate. Like, he's controversial. He be saying ratchet stuff. So it's like, oh man, it's easy to point the finger like, bro, you wrong. And it's easy to like Monique because in her past comedy, she's always like triumphed, like the small dog in the fight. You know what I mean? Like, she's triumphed back in the day. The big girls, when she was bigger, she used to triumph. Oh, we, you know, F these skinny H's. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying not to cuss. I'm trying not to get kicked off YouTube and Instagram. You know, that's just how she was. Like, she championed, like, hey, black people, this is how we gotta be. It was used to be a beautiful thing, but in this specific situation, she didn't turned up a little too much. Like, she didn't, like, if this was the line, she didn't. You know, she like, who, girl, you gotta take a, you know, what they always say, calm down, let it breathe for a minute. Cause like the going after DL's daughter, like the disrespect for his wife saying she's sucking a coward's unit. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, like, even if I want to be on your side, that's some strong language. Like, that's some, you know, calling him a B-A-N, you know, B-A-N, a ban, you know what I'm saying? Don't no black man want to be called a ban, if you know what I'm saying, the B-A-N. Don't know. Yeah, has no one done B-A-N before? Side note, hold on, we need to pause right there. Has no one ever been like, yo, Cause you can't, sometimes you on a line, you be like, you are nobody. I might be the first one. Listen, in the future, people, if you see BAN online, y'all, come on. Hey, but anyway, she was calling this man a ban. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once you go there, it's like, even if you write about what you talk about, like, I can't respect the stuff that you saying. Like, and if we being honest, and I mean just completely honest, like, if we just being straight up with the peoples, I don't think neither one of them that funny. This is just me talking. It is just me saying what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? Put my 2 cents in the pot. But they both like, y'all was cool back in the 90s. Kinda. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like some more, personally. That might just be me, though. I don't know. Might just be me. I don't know. Maybe, because some more was always hilarious to me. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I hope this all blow over, Nate. I mean, I feel like DL is prospering because he has the radio show, so he has a reason to make the content. And she's kind of just like me, streaming on Instagram to random people who come by. I appreciate the love, man. Thank you. Yeah, man. I'm gonna move on to the next topic because I really don't know where they go from here. I hope they get it together. I hope they can find a place of love, but this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want. In the words of Lil Durk, you know what I'm saying? But, the next thing that I'm gonna talk about today in regards to relationships, in regards to people dealing with one another, or we're in a relationship, I guess, breakups, which is still a relationship. Even when you break up with somebody, you'll have to, depending on how long the relationship was, you know, it ain't just like it's over. It's like, you gotta pack your stuff. Hey, I forgot to take this bill out your name. Oh, I still got the mail coming here. It's like, breaking up with somebody take like a good 6 months. To realize everything that you need to get away. Like, man, I got this money. I got the car in their name. I forgot the bill come to the mama house. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you don't realize until like a year later, like, oh, dang, my tags got sent to this mug's house. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, sorry. I don't know where I was going with that, but the next topic was the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp situation. I mean, what needs to be said? Like, they both lost in a way. Well, he won in an aspect of he'll get his film career back. Well, at least that's what he's hoping because his whole thing for this was like, this is, you know, they're blasting me. This is totally untrue. This is totally false. So I can at least defend my name. Like I can defend my honor in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, I mean, he won in that aspect, but they both looked crazy. Like, let's call it what it is. Like, they both look absolutely ridiculous. Like, 100%. I don't know anybody. I don't know how anyone could watch that. The whole trial experience, the whole interviews and all that, because it was on public television. So, I don't know how anyone could watch that and then be like, yo, that Johnny Depp guy, that is a nice, cool cat. No, they both look terrible. From him yelling and screaming and her faking injuries and them doing drugs. It's like, bro, y'all just might both need to step away. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might need to just go to opposite ends of the earth because y'all are toxic as hell. Like, y'all don't need to date nobody. Y'all just need to be alone. Matter of fact, y'all need to be together. They need to be forced to stay together so they both can be miserable. Now, she did lie, but they're just terrible people. And this brings me to my overall point. People in Hollywood are trash. Okay. Let's just call it what it is. All right. Except for like a couple. Okay. You got the Denzels. Okay. You got, Denzel's wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very short list of people. What I'm saying is Denzel is cool. And I would like to meet him if you're out there. I'll holler at your boy. But. Don't listen, y'all. Have values in your life. Okay. It's anonymous time. Let me sit down and break it down to you. Have values in your life. The ganja got me. Have values in your life, people. Okay? Don't let nobody put their hands on you. Okay? Listen, my ex of mine taught me a gangster, what she did to one of her exes, which was the most gangster thing I had ever heard. This might not be politically correct, and I ain't gonna say a name to protect. How come when you in your 30s, you get this random gas bubble that you just burp up at random times throughout the day? Like, has anyone noticed this? Is like, I feel like people, we need to connect on this, if nothing else, in the world. Has people, like, I didn't used to get the gas bubble in my 20s. But now that I'm in my 30s, like, whenever I burp, it's like, randomly. Like, oh, don't nothing really come out, but it's just like, okay. Oh, let me continue what I'm saying. Has anybody else, like, I'm not eating nothing. I'm not doing nothing. I'm talking, but just, oh, okay, let me just. I've noticed this with people in their 30s. I had a boss back in the day that he used to be giving speeches and be like, well, we're gonna, and I'm like, that was the baby burp. What the hell is that baby burp? And I get to, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just venting at this point, y'all. I'm sorry. We need to get back to the topic. No, we don't. I'm gonna talk about my life, okay? I'm gonna talk about what I got going on, okay? I don't know what the hell that is. I wish somebody could tell me. Matter of fact, I might have to change the episode of this podcast to WTF the baby burp. WTF is the baby burp. I don't know if somebody out there feel me, but it's what I'm going through currently. Gas bubbles and struggles. But back to what I was saying about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. People in Hollywood are weird. Being fascinated with them is weird. I mean, I'm on the podcast, so I gotta, that's my excuse. I gotta follow it. I do that. You know, I don't like drama. I just gotta do it for research. That's what I'm doing. I don't know why. I don't know why people feel that way. But it is what it is, people. It is what it is. And the more important thing that we need to be asking ourselves is what is going on with the January 6th trials? Y'all so fascinated with these courts, right? Y'all wanted to see what was legal in the documents between Monique and DL? What was going on with Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? Who cared about the January 6th trials? Who's sticking around? Y'all was all up in the courtroom taking the pictures. Where y'all gonna be on Thursday? How many people knew what was going on Thursday? How many people knew that the findings will be revealed on Thursday? Or y'all too focused on whose ass Monique is kicking this week? Cause hey, she got in his ass on that stage. Now I ain't gonna act like she wasn't getting in his ass, cause she was tearing that boy to pieces. I said, hey, DL. So whooped him into a whole nother person. I'm calling him another person. DL, Denzel. She added a whole nother letters. The ass woman was so bad. And swole up extra letters in the middle. But what I was saying was, she was going in. We gonna talk about it. Black women have a way with words. When rage hit a certain level, women become like Shakespeare. they can weave together some haymakers. You like, damn, how did you pull that sentence out your ass? Where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's why hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, but a black woman will scorch the bowels of hell. Do you hear me? Okay? Do you hear me? The seventh layer of hell is an angry black woman. You know what I'm saying? You get there and she just waits. So, yeah, you've been doing. Like, that's all it is. That's all it is. You make it to the sixth layer. You're like, this is the last one. This is the worst layer. What could it possibly be? It's just you in a room with a black woman that's just, so, go ahead and sit down. For the rest of eternity, you got to make the decision. Like, hey, I don't. This most can't listen. You just have a seat. But let me talk to you. I'm just going back to the sixth layer. I'd rather deal with the hellfire. At least I see where the flames is coming from. I don't know what the hell about to go over here. Oh, black women have a gift. The most beautiful creatures on earth, but the fury is like none other. Let me tell you, okay? I have dated a few. All right? love black women. Ain't nothing like a black woman. Oh, you know what I was thinking? Now, this might be, I don't know how this sounds, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm controversial. I'm going to speak my mind. Black women will build you into and take you to heights that you never thought possible. But they can also burn the stuff to the ground and piss on the ashes. Okay? It is a superpower. There is the dark, and it is Star Wars. You got the dark side and the light side. And so they have the ability to choose. I think black women came up with the same. Well, come on now. Let's be honest now. No. Media and entertainment and stuff don't really happen without the black culture. So I feel, you know, we started and everybody bit off of it. So, I feel like the black women's are the drivers of the culture. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where I was going with that point. But what I'm saying, black women, is this. Don't do me like you did DL, okay? Because when she was tearing that man apart, every black woman in the world was like, you go, girl. Listen, I don't want that kind of heat, black women. Love me, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't want no beef, okay? DL didn't even say nothing. Black women didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. And they said, listen, FDL, okay? We don't know what's going on. But off the principle, FDL. I said, hey, listen, I don't want that kind of smoke. At least hear from me first, okay? Let me say a little something. Let me get my two words in before y'all say F me. Hey, excuse me, can I say something? No, DL was trash before people even knew a response. He was like, he was backstage and he was reading tweets like, you're right, DL was trash. I ain't even saying that. I ain't talking nobody. I don't know what's going on. So listen, black women, y'all come together. Y'all bring it in. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. It's crazy. The world is crazy. Is my point. That's all I'm saying. The world is a crazy place. We in a crazy situation. You know? I'm going to keep it real with y'all. And I don't want y'all to jump down my throat about what I'm about to say. I don't know what the hell been going on with Joe Biden. I ain't really been paying attention to what the hell been going on. I'm gonna let me like this real quick for my homegirl. Thanks, girl, for watching. Appreciate you. I don't know what the hell going on with Joe Biden. I don't, good or bad. I just, after he was elected, I kind of just tuned out. Like, let's be honest. He ain't got the clickbait Donald Trump got. He just don't. He ain't got the cachet that Trump got. So, I mean, good or bad. I'm not saying that I would rather have Trump. And I'm just saying, like, his press conferences don't be slapping. You know what I'm saying? Like Donald Trump, you get to, this is the best ever. It is the ever was the best that we had. Listen, I don't even know what this man talk about, but he sound crazy as hell. I want to hear what he got to say. Listen, he might just drop an effer at the podium. I want to hear that. I want to see that live. I'll tune in for that. 15, 20 minutes. I can do that to hear him up live. I do that. That's history right there. You know how many news outlets the president of the United States just dropped an MFer. In front of thousands. I saw. Sorry. It's something about seeing it live. But let's get back to the point of what I'm saying. Joe Biden is a born president, people. That maybe that's what some of y'all want. Maybe that's what people need. But I voted during my first vote was the Obama presidency. You can't get no higher high as a black dude voting for the first time than the Obama? Bro, listen, let me tell you something. Being a black dude when Obama was getting elected, you say, hey, yo, this it. This all I need. Then he got elected again and it was like, bro, this is the best the politics ever been. And then he didn't get elected again. And then everything just got crazy for a while. And we just had to sit through it and just eat it. And then Joe Biden came along. And it's like, I'm off the adrenaline high of the Obama and then the Trump. And then it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your whole life you used to dodging bullets and then one day you get to sleep in a comfy bed, it's like, yo, it's kind of boring, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm used to the trauma. I'm used to the, what is this going to say next? I got to watch the next press conference. And then you get Biden. It's like, you my man, Biden, but I don't know what you want me to do, bro. I really don't. I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know where I'm going with that. But what I'm going to say to y'all is this, man. The world is a crazy place. Don't believe. I don't know where I'm going with that, y'all. I'm going to just move on to the next subject, next topic. Before I move on any farther, cool Cincinnati news that I found out. The Cincinnati Zoo was ranked number one by USA Today, which I think is cool as hell. Like, among the top 10 best zoos, Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden ranked number one. I got the stat right here. Right ahead of Omaha, Nebraska's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium. So, yeah. And I didn't know he was one of the oldest zoos in the nation. So, shouts out to Cincinnati, man. Listen, I'm from Cincinnati. I'm here in Cincinnati. And we, at least me, the smallest things I get excited about, like you can tell right now, if you're watching me live, I got the Cincinnati Bengals hat on. Okay. I bought this. It's a AFC champions. I don't care what happens for the next 50 to 60 years until the day I die. I will rock this hat. Okay. I will find sports memorabilia from this year to purchase in the future. Do you know why? Because whatever happens in Cincinnati, I'm home. All right. I'm not one of these cats that's like, oh, yo, I want to go to Atlanta. I want to do this and fly over here. Cincinnati ain't crap. Then take your ass on somewhere. Okay. All right. Take your ass on. We don't want you. Okay. I'm assuming you stank just because you got a stank attitude. So you probably ain't washed your booty. That's what I'm thinking. Bare minimum. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever happened in Cincinnati, I'm on it. I don't care. Back when we had a group back in the day. What was that group name? Hold on. What was that group name? Cincinnati group. Did it? Mr. Miyagi. Do y'all remember that from my Cincinnati people? Big Gang. That was the name of them. Back in the day, Big Gang was all over the city. Do you hear me? Now, back then, I was broke, okay? I couldn't support financially. I couldn't go to a show. I was like 14. You know what I'm saying? Man, has it been that long? Oh, my goodness, I'm old, bro. This video from 2010. Bro, that's 12 years. Whoo! That hurt my soul right there. Took the wind right out. Whoo! Took the life right out of my chest. Man, 12 years ago, I was a teenager 12 years ago, bro. Oh. I'm sorry, I don't even know where I was going with that one. I didn't got depressed here now. Huh? What was I talking about now? Who would have done the Mr. Miyagi to my old ass? Okay, my bad. Okay. What I was saying was Cincinnati stuff. I'm back on track. Okay. They was from Cincinnati and they was doing the thing with the Mr. Miyagi and the thing on the shop board. What I was saying was this. When that song was really popular and it was really popping, I couldn't stop talking about them. Like, I was like, yo, y'all heard of Big Gang, bro? They gonna go national. Well, I was 14, so I was around 14, I think, when this came out. So I was like, yo, y'all heard of that Mr. Miyagi, you know what I'm saying? They the next hot rap group out of the city. They gonna blow, bro. They gonna be the next hot thing, bro. Little did I know. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. They had some success. I ain't gonna even hate on them. I ain't gonna hate on them. I ain't gonna do that song. But the way I was pumping them up, it was like they was gonna be the next Drake. But anything that happens in Cincinnati, I'm down to support. Like, I love. Now, if it involves me leaving the house, I don't know if I can do it. But if it's just me, if it's me tweeting or sharing or sending something financially through the purchase on the lines, that's fine. But me leaving the house, But I'm there spiritually, you know what I'm saying? You can feel my spirit, you know what I'm saying? I'm right behind you, just, hey, but I'm not there physically. Don't expect me to be, is what I'm saying. Once I'm in the house, I'm in the house, and I'd be in the house. So, I mean, I gotta leave, like, I go to my mom's, my dad's, and, get something to eat from time to time. I've been trying not to eat out. I've still been eating fried chicken. I've still been frying it. I just ain't been getting it from the outside sources. I haven't been eating healthier. Like it's not like I've changed my diet. I still eat burgers and fries and all that, but I'm the one making it. I hope that's healthier. I don't know. At least I know the greases and the sauces that are going into them. You know what I'm saying? Like, we be doing the original potatoes, you know what I'm saying? You get the taters, you know what I'm saying? You wash them, you slice them up, you throw them in a deep fryer, fire flames, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot to make french fries, though. I ain't gonna hold you. It's easier to buy them out the freezer section than to make them. Like, to make good, crispy fries, like, you gotta blanch them, and you gotta sit, you gotta dry out, and you gotta, but before they dry out, you gotta put them in, and the cornstarch, and then you throw it in, and dry. It's a lot, okay? But if you know how to do it, it's delicious. If you don't mind the prep into turning actual potatoes into good, crisp, nice fries, then hey, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? But I'd rather just go down the freezer, I'll get in and throw that in some oil. But I'm sure it's not healthy, but I don't give a damn. you know, it probably is easier to bake. This is just a fat boy, a side note. It probably is easier to bake fresh fries than to deep fry them, because they're still kind of moist when you cut them. You know what I mean? If like you want to eat them. So that's probably why you have to blanch them and sit them out. And yeah, it's a whole thing. If you've ever cooked, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen to what I'm telling you. All right. If y'all need your boy to cook you something, you know what I'm saying? You need me to hook up a plate for you. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Cause I'm charging. Okay. $50 a plate. Okay. Holler at your boy. All right. You buy the ingredients. Give me $50. I will come to your place and cook for you. Okay. Tell it your boy. I mean, what more can you ask for? You come home after a long day of work, sweating and slaving, doing what you love to do. Nobody want to cook. People slide me a 50 piece. I'll cook your groceries for you in your house. I'm trash, okay? I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to lie to the people. Act like I'm somebody that gives a damn. I don't. I'm a trash individual. It is what it is, dude. But my last thing for today after that rant about nothing is my top five white rappers. Now, I didn't want to make it racial. I didn't want to make it appear as though I want to start the conversation with this, but I feel like my top five regular rappers is so stereotypical. Like, you could guess my top five. Like, Biggie, Jay, Nas, Jay. I mean, Nas, as much as I don't like, I'm not a huge Nas fan, definitely a top rapper. Like, going through the catalog, fantastic, solid albums. Like, lyricism. People don't like a lot of his beats. I think Thief's Theme was a dope beat. I think Illmatic had some dope beats. I think he's had an interesting selection of beats throughout the years. And I think he gets a lot of hate. Like, I'm like, I mean, he's solid. Like, his lyricism elevates any beat. And I do, because I still like Lupe Fiasco. And Lupe Fiasco, while I'm a fan of his, he did have some iffy beats at times. Especially Lasers. I know that wasn't his choice, but you gotta own what you rapped over, bro. Like, and that was, I don't want to say Garbino, but those beats, it wasn't where it was at, you know, on any level. So, yeah, sorry, we're going through my top five. Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, I mean, Rakim. See, these are, the last two always give me struggles. Because, Tupac, yeah, sorry. The last one always gives me struggles. You know what I'm saying? But those are basically my top five. They're interchangeable. You can throw in Rakim. You can throw in, you know, any Andre 3000. Outkast is a group, so it don't really matter. But those are my, like, top five rappers. I mean, it is what it is. Obviously, like, the best rappers to me are black. I mean, the best entertainers in the world are black. I mean, it just is what it is. Like, just I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody. I don't mean to hurt no feelings, but it just is what it is. Okay, I do. I speak my truth. So I felt like I had to limit it down to top five white rappers because that at least makes it a little more pinned down. You know what I'm saying? That's a little more, oh, okay, this is a little edgier because my top five ain't really that edgy. Like, I like older hip-hop music in general. Like, I mean, I like the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, it's the top 5-10. Like, my top 5-10 is very stereotypical. Like, there's no... I don't really like a lot of new rappers. So I felt like that was crazy. So my top five white rappers in... Starting from five. And sue me if you want to. Okay? Lil Dicky is my number five. If you're not familiar with Lil Dicky, he is a comedian, writer, TV star now because he's got his own show. I think Lil D, what is it called? Is it called Lil Dicky? Is the show called Lil Dicky? Or Dicky? Or Lil? I don't know. It's something like that. And his rapping was like I don't know if he had writers. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But I'm going purely off the fact that I'm assuming that his stuff is completely original content. To have that level of, like, lyricism and focus and, like, outside of the comedy raps, but to have, like, serious lyrical content on, like, Russell Westbrook on a farm, like, to, I mean, even Professional Rapper was a track that I really liked by him. That was pretty funny. Even to the old cornier stuff, like, I Want a Freak. Like, it's just a lot. He definitely, like, Lonely Island. I don't know if he was in the Lonely Island, like, group, but definitely he got, like, inspiration and took, like, that mantle. And I like his songs more than I like Lonely Island. But it just a lot of thought put into the lyricism. A lot of, like, to be comical, you have to have a certain brain to work, especially in, like, hip hop, to be constrained to a beat, but to still be able to find things funny and to still flow pretty nicely is a very good technique. Like, that is a very good writing skill to have, to show off higher levels of technical ability when you're writing. So it makes sense that he's ventured into television to some level, because I'm sure he's used to seeing scripts or seeing complicated technical writing and being able to break it down in a easy way to understand. So Dicky is number five for me. Number four, rest in peace, Mac Miller. Like, I don't know how many people was really vibing with Mac Miller when he was alive, but Mac Miller was like slowly venturing into, like, it's kind of like loungy kind of music. I won't say venturing, but he was starting to make beats, like certain songs that it was like very chill, very like, okay, I've been running around the city. That's Oblivion. And it's just been like, it wasn't much boom bap as, like, he has this performance where he's in a lounge and it's just so beautiful and methodic and melodic. And it's just like, yo, this is really chill music. Like, almost like then they're turning into like a, what was it called? Like swing, not swing, but like, oh man, not Al Capone. Who was the guy? Frank Sinatra, like kind of like a modern day hip hop Frank Sinatra, the way, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just comparing, maybe I'm racist. Maybe I'm just comparing him to him because he's white, maybe Italian. But just the way, like, he in front of a live band and, like, some of the beat choices he made and some of the flows that he picked, super chill. Like, I loved it. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing more of that from newer rappers. Like, I mean, but that's kind of not what the climate of the music is. Like, people love the drill sound. People love, like, not that. But that, to me, he was developing a different kind of sound that I was totally on a journey for. But, unfortunately, he was, you know, we lost him. So, rest in peace to Mac Miller, man. I appreciate you. Number three is, this is where it gets controversial.
Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer.
This is where it gets controversial. This is where people will start to hate him. This is where I'm sure later on after I post this to YouTube that somebody will try to cuss me out. And you know what? Don't give a damn. So I'm saying anyway. Number three is Eminem. He's got bars. Dope rapper. Lyricism, crazy. Okay? The slipper, the bibbity, the hibbity, the bibbity that he be hitting people with, I be like, yo, Eminem. Dope. Even like the name Eminem. M and M. Marshall Mathers. M and M. And Eminem like the candy. Listen. I understand. But he just spelled out phonetically. But still, that is nice. But. The content. What he was saying. A lot of it was trash. Okay? Like, we can't just ignore it. Like, I understand that it was horrorcore. I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm a fan of Necro. At least Necro is up front with his. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this is what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is, what it was. What was it? Trap House Bill? Slash, I'm tripping. I haven't listened to him in a long, long time. Like, years. But ain't nothing wrong with horrorcore. You into that kind of thing, being into that kind of thing. But my point is this. It's corny. It didn't age well. Like, it just... I understand, like, you can go back and listen to it and the flows is cool and ring, ring, ring. Got this chainsaw, licked his hands off, blood on his neck while his head barely hangs on. Gun cuts, none, sluts, knives, wives, not like, bro, I get it. Like, I butchered that verse from him, but I get it. It's very, syllabically, it sounds great. But the content of like, all right, bro, you get it. You like being controversial. I mean, he's still controversial. Eminem is still controversial to this day. He picks and chooses when to do things and what to say. And usually the things that he picks and chooses to say are still controversial. He didn't like, back in the day, he wasn't a fan of, the people that used to protest him because of his wild lyrics and songs. I remember that there was a whole protest about, you know, he shouldn't be saying this and he shouldn't be allowed to say this and he shouldn't be allowed to do that. And his violent lyrics is like, M, like, I get that you're mad that people say you got violent lyrics, but you do have violent lyrics, bro. Like, let's not act like these claims is coming out of nowhere. Like, hey, listen, it's cool. It's cool. He was Kanye West back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would say wild stuff and then be like, oh, why are y'all mad at me? Like, I don't understand. And that's transitioned into now. He chose to do, at the Super Bowl, the Neil thing. When the majority of the people who watch football are not a fan of the kneeling. Now, what it's symbolic for is a different thing. But the NFL lost a significant portion of viewers when the whole kneeling thing happened. People to this day still are not a huge fan of the whole kneeling thing. I say kneel, but who am I? You know what I'm saying? I say invite Neil deGrasse Tyson to kneel on the field. That's where I'm at personally with it. Okay? Put Neil Young on the plane, get him there, and then have both of them need a knee kneeing on the field. You got two kneels kneeing on a kneel. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. You can't get no more kneel than that, okay? Get Neil Patrick Harris to kneel on top of the stadium. Now you got kneelception at that level. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is this. He chose to go there and get controversial, which is what he's always done. He kneeled. It's like, oh, why is he kneeling? Boom. That's another thing. Like, he's always been controversial. He goes to BET and he does the cipher and he talks about Donald Trump. And it's like half of the country voted for him. He's elected president. Even if it's electoral college, that's at least half the people. At least half the people. Now, she won the majority in certain states and certain districts. Sure. Okay? Let's say she did. She probably did. Okay? I'm not going to act like... Listen, I am an average person. Okay? And when I say average, I mean... I really only care about the clickbait titles. Okay? I'm not going to act like I click into the article. All right? If it's a, you know, Celebrity X found with a chicken, I'm like, it's crazy. Celebrity X was found with a chicken. And then you click the article and you see, oh, no, he went to a restaurant and got fried chicken and then he went home. But for the rest of my life, I'm saying, yo, did y'all see Celebrity X got caught with that chicken? He was butt naked. Whoa, what? Huh? He was what? Yeah, man. Butt naked with a chicken. I ain't read that nowhere, okay? But that's my point. People take and use and go in ways that they want to go in, okay? You got to drill down. Get specific details. And my specific detail is Eminem number 3. Okay, number 2, LP. Listen, this is where things get a little crazy. LP to me is a ridiculous rapper and producer. I love the mystic bar, the cryptic bars, the mystic cryptic bars, okay? All right? Man, basically Crypt Keeper on the track. And I love every second of it. Fantastic Damage. Wasn't a huge fan of the production. Listen, I know people loved it. I liked the lyricism. It was weird. He's toned it down. Like, Run the Jewels is still pretty good, but I liked him better solo. Not his last project. His last project was trash.
Hold on, what project was that? What last out? Strength? No. I'm trying to find out what that most recent project. Cancer for Cure. Okay.
Before that, he was Fantastic Damage. I'll Sleep When You're Dead. 2 ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? But oh, and Company Flow was also a dope. Was also super dope.
Yeah, Fantastic Damage. Yeah, and We're All Going to Burn in Hell was also dope. They made a video for that on YouTube, one of those beats, and it was one of the dopest things I had ever seen. But
I'm gonna get on off of here, man. I'm just talking. Oh no, that was my number 2, LP being dope. My number 1 and last rapper was the rapper that I started the show off with, A$AP Rock. To me, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite musicians, one of the doper dopes that has ever been dope. So yeah, shout out to LP and A$AP Rock and Eminem and Mac Miller and Lil Dicky. So with that, I'm going to get on off of here. I appreciate y'all for stopping by today. I am going to try to do this weekly. I am going to try to get the podcast growing on multiple platforms. If you can, if you would like, please subscribe to the Patreon. As little as $3 a month, you guys get exclusive access to content. This podcast will eventually have a bonus episode that will be streamed on Patreon. So you guys can follow me there. You also get input on upcoming shows and reactions that I will be doing. So yeah, I appreciate y'all for stopping by today. People came in and left out. I appreciate y'all anyway, man. But I will catch y'all next time. Love, peace, chicken grease. I'm going to try to do it earlier, but we'll see how it goes. I'm out, y'all. Thanks.
Peace. I don't know how to cut this off.